The Farm Service Agency has received more than 3,600 WIP Plus applications from North Dakota. So far, North Dakota Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Brad Tickeson says more than 650 payments are paid out. There have been some delays, but Tickeson says more payments are coming.
A lot of RMA claims have been settled now since this list is kind of wrapped up on some people's farms. And of course, we have some outstanding claims too. So WIP Plus is very dependent on the RMA data. We do have some non-insured crops that the producer can go in and apply to the county level. And the other thing that, you know, producers have to remember that our county committees haven't been able to meet. A lot of these applications have to go through the approval process of our county committees. New ways there again, we're trying to, you know, like they say, build the airplane as we're flying it. And some of this process has been slowed because of the coronavirus and just business not as usual.
Tickeson also says the details of the quality factor are still at the drawing board in Washington, D.C.
So we need to wait and get that all vetted. And then the WIP Plus, too, is probably going to be, we're only paying 50% of the claim right now. So as we mature that program, we'll find out if we're short some money and we can get some more money out, you know, at a higher percentage too.
In Washington, D.C., CARES Act dollars are taking priority. The details of the direct payments coming through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program are still being finalized. But Tickeson says state workers are scheduled for a training on the program the week of May 18th.
We're looking forward to getting some mechanics here or get some training in the middle of May, and then we would like to have producers start participating here around the 1st of June. And I know we have direction to get that money out the door ASAP, so it's going to be a very intense time along with Spring's Work. I mean, Spring's Work's right here, and producers are trying to get cattle out on pastures in the air right now, but we'll get her done.
Tickeson continues to ask farmers to be patient in the weeks ahead. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.